That's a piece of music from my next guest, Pedrito Martinez. He is going to be appearing at the Monterey Jazz Festival with his group Friday night in the nightclub at 8 p.m. He has gotten rave reviews. He's a master conga player. In fact, he won the very first Thelonious Monk Institute competition showcasing Afro-Latin hand drumming. Came in first place in that. He's worked with a number of great artists, Bruce Springsteen, Elton John. He's recorded on as a percussionist on over 100 records. He's also been featured in the film Kale 54. He is a percussionist, but he's got his own group. He's also a singer. Congallero, I believe, is the correct term. So I'd like to welcome Pedrito Martinez. Hi, Pedrito. How are you?
How you doing?
Doing very good.
Thank you very much for that beautiful introduction.
Can you tell me a little bit about the group you're going to be bringing out?
Well, I'm very blessed that I have a great musicians playing in my own band. I have on piano from Havana, Cuba, a great singer and pianist. His name is Ariadne Trujillo. I have on the bass guitar from Caracas, Venezuela, Mr. Alvaro Benavides, and on percussion from Lima, Peru, I have Yair Sala. So that's the band. We have four pieces, and they're great human beings and great musicians. I'm very blessed, and I'm very happy that I've been working with them already for almost 4 years.
How would you describe your music? I've seen the YouTube videos, and it looks like you sit very close together, and you all sing.
We all sing, we all dance, we all play a bunch of different instruments. But, you know, I've been in United States already for 14 years, and I can say that New York City is a the city where you learn so many different cultures and so many kind of music. And I cannot say that, you know, that New York is a huge influence on my own music. You know, I've been playing with many different kind of artists, and I've been trying all this year to put together way different kind of record. I had like 3 records out with different concepts. And, you know, my music for me, in my opinion, is like a cosmopolitan music with a lot of influence of New York City, a lot of jazz influence, funk, hip-hop, and, of course, Afro-Cuban music, which is my main thing. I grew up playing folklore music in Havana, Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot say that my music is like salsa or timba or whatever people say, alternative music, you know. I think it's more like, you know, it's a music, it's a New York City Afro-Cuban music. It's a Afro-alternative music or cosmopolitan music. You know, I put a piece of everything when I have an opportunity. That's why I have people from different countries, you know, in my band, from Venezuela, from Peru. You know, we have a lot of influence of Peru music, Venezuela, you know, kind of mix all that.
So you came up, I think you arrived in like the 1990s from Havana.
1998. Yeah, with Jim Bonet, Toronto, which is a great saxophone player from Toronto.
Very into Cuban music. How did you get your original gigs? Was it word of mouth? Because you've been so popular as a player.
Yeah, you know, before I did my own band, like 4 years ago, I used to play with many people, especially with an Afro-Cuban band called Yerba Buena, which was huge
mm-hmm.
here in the area. And, and also outside, you know. And I was involved in many projects, you know, with Stefan Harris. I've been playing with Paquito everywhere for many years, almost 8 years with Paquito, with Eddie Palmieri, I play a lot too. With Brian Lynch, I played in that record that won a Grammy.
Yes.
I've been playing with Gonzalo Rubalcaba for a couple of years already. I've been doing the Rainforest with Sting, Alan John. I'm doing that already. I've been doing that already for 3 years. I just did the Paul Simon and Wynton Marsalis project together. I don't know, man. I've been doing so many things and many recordings, thanks God. And, you know, John Scofield being a great fan of the band, Dirty Tracks, Eric Clapton, been in the club many times, Steve Winwood, Roger Waters. So, you know, they've been huge fans of the band.
Yeah. And, Taj Mahal says, best band in New York City. Derek Trucks, like you say.
That's what I say.
You've got a great fan base. It's very, very, it's almost scary, the accolades you've got. I've only heard the music, but I'm really looking forward to seeing you. And again, let me remind everybody, I'm talking to Pedrito Martinez, going to be here with his quartet at the Monterey Jazz Festival this year. And it's Friday.
Great, man, because the first time I was there in the Monterey Jazz Festival was with Joe Lovano and Conrad Henwick.
Oh, was that for the Latin side? Latin side?
Yeah, the Latin side of Miles Davis. And
right. Oh, okay. I didn't know you were in that band.
I was a percussion player, and I've been playing with Conrad. I did 4 records already with Conrad Henwick.
Yeah, he's a
that was
great
the first time, and I had a great time, man.
So again, let me finish giving out the time. It'll be Friday night in the nightclub. At the Monterey Jazz Festival this year, and you're going to be there at 8 p.m. with your quartet, and be singing, playing, and everybody says it's a don't miss this one. So we'll be looking forward to that. Pedrito Martinez, I'd like to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for giving me a couple of minutes of your attention. Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure.